I want to tell you a story about a time I was meeting with a private client. They lead a rather large membership business. It's they do about 8 figures in their membership business. And I was consulting with them on the structure of their membership and how to provide more value and new potential that they could create with new membership levels and reorganizing what they're currently doing. During a lunch break, I just so happened to ask them, so tell me, how do you process a cancellation? I'm thinking now that, you know, they're a large organization. They've got this cancellation down to a science, and they know how to follow up with their cancellations. And I came to find out, like, they were just processing the cancellation. Like, I was dumbfounded by this, and I had to ask for clarification. And I said, so when somebody requests to cancel their membership, what do you do? And they said, well, we get the email, and then we just go into their profile, and we cancel their membership. And it was about that point that I almost choked on my lunch. I mean, I was like, you know, you've got to be kidding me. That, you know, you're just going to take their email, go and process their cancellation, and just be done with it? And it's about that point in time that I realized that they're not the only ones. I made it a part of my routine, and the questions I ask my private clients and even my coaching members, I always ask them, how do you process a cancellation? And it's very telling. Time and time again, I'm told we get an email, we get a phone call, we get somebody who walks into the office and they say they want to cancel. We just pull up their profile and we cancel their membership. You are most likely doing that. Hopefully you're not. But if you are, let me say this to you. How dare you process that cancellation like that? How dare you? I mean, if you really believe that your membership is going to add value, if you really believe that your membership and the benefits that you provide are going to benefit your members, how dare you just let them walk away from their membership? I mean, if you're going to improve their life, if you're going to improve their finances, if you're going to improve their health, if you're going to improve their business, if you're going to improve their marriage, if you're going to improve their family, how dare you just let them walk away? I mean, if you really believe in what you're doing, if you really believe in the value of your membership, how dare you just let them walk away and cancel their membership without doing anything about it? Here's what I've come to find. Members who are canceling their membership often do so when they're in transition, under tension, or in trouble. When they're in transition, under tension, or in trouble. Listen, your members aren't coming to you and saying, hey, everything's going great. Everything's going great. I just need to cancel. Although I've heard that sometimes. We'll talk about that in a moment. But for the most part, they're in transition. Even when things are going great, they're transitioning from one level to another. Or they're transitioning some phase in life. Or they're going through some sort of experience in life, some sort of hardship where they're under tension. That all of a sudden, there's this added stress that they're now facing. It may have nothing to do with your membership, but they're under tension. And so they're canceling their membership. Or they're facing some sort of trouble. Like, I mean, you know, there's some sort of financial trouble. It could be a health crisis. It could be a personal crisis that they're under trouble. And so most often when members cancel their membership, they're in transition, under tension, or in trouble. That is the one point in time where you need to help them most. That's the one point in time where they need your membership more than anything. And so for you to just let them walk away, and to face that trouble by themselves, to be under that tension without you being there to guide them, or to be in transition without you being able to show them the roadmap that they should be taking. How dare you? Please, please, I'm begging you, for the sake of your members, I want you to be so convicted that you must do something about it, that you're going to swoop in and you're going to rescue the quitter. you're going to keep them from doing, you're going to do everything you can to keep them from canceling. When a member quits, you're losing and no longer able to help them. You no longer have that ability to help them and come alongside them and to help guide them and help provide for them. When a member quits, you're no longer able to influence their business or their personal life. You lose that level of influence over them. When a member quits, they're taking money from you. Now, I intentionally put that as last because I want you to realize, like, your membership is all about helping them. And then lastly, it is. They're taking money from you. They're taking the investment that they were making in your membership program and saying, I'm no longer going to give that to you. Listen, if you saw somebody on the side of the road who was in trouble, surely you would stop. You would help them. You would do everything you could to lead them or guide them or help them out of the trouble. You would get them help. If you weren't able to be the one to help them, you would get them help. If you were on the side of the road and somebody came by and took money from you, you would fight them. You would fight them off. You would say, hey, that's mine. I'm not going to allow you to steal from me. That's the mentality I want you to have when a member quits. That they're in trouble and you need to do something about it. And they're trying to take money from you. They're trying to steal from you and you're not going to let them do it. So I want you to help your members. I want you to see this time of cancellation when somebody says, I need to cancel my membership. I immediately want you to know they're going through some sort of transition. They're under tension or they're in trouble and you need to swoop in and rescue the quitter.